News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Top story this morning, Governor Walker has approved emergency measures related to the Dear Trustee report from the DNR. WSAU's Raymond Newpert with more.
The rules will implement the primary proposals in the Dear Trustee report. That includes the elimination of deer management units in favor of county-based management, putting together local advisory committees inside of each county to help evaluate herds, and the elimination of in-person deer registration. Governor Walker says these rule changes will take the right approach to conservation and natural resource management. The changes will be implemented for the start of the 2014 gun deer season. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
The woman accused of kidnapping a newborn baby and then abandoning him at an Iowa gas station was pretending to be pregnant. According to court records, Kristen Smith from Denver pretended to be pregnant, went to Wisconsin, and then stole her stepsister's baby, 6-day-old Caden Powell, from his bassinet. A prosthetic belly was found in her car. She'd posted on Facebook that she was expecting. The baby's mother, Brianna Marshall, said that Smith left the house before disappearing and trying to return to Colorado. Smith is charged with kidnapping. The NFL is lending support to Missouri Tigers defensive lineman Michael Sam for coming out as gay. The league has issued a statement saying, quote, "We admire Michael Sam's honesty and courage. Any player with ability and determination can succeed in the NFL, and we look forward to welcoming and supporting Michael Sam in 2014. The Obama administration still trying to explain a report from the Congressional Budget Office that Obamacare is a disincentive to work.
The report says Obamacare gives insurance to those with low income, then takes away subsidies as their income goes up, an incentive for people not to get jobs. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer on NBC's Meet the Press says it's all about allowing families freedom.
The single mom who's raising three kids has to keep a job because of health care, can now spend some time raising those kids.
On Fox News Sunday, Republican Senator Roy Blunt disagreed.
The best face you could probably put on that is, well, people, that means people that don't want to work, don't have to work. Surely that's really not what we want to encourage.
The report says Obamacare means 2.5 million fewer people will have jobs in the next 10 years. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
A ruling last week from a Dane County judge throws out some of those tickets given to the Solidarity Singers. They continued protests at the state capitol without a permit. State Representative Chris Taylor says that she hopes the rest of those tickets will be thrown out.
Stop hauling people to court when you know that they were just exercising their constitutional rights.
There are still 350 of those tickets that are pending. A home in the town of Bergen was heavily damaged by fire Sunday afternoon when Mozenie firefighters got there around 3:30. The home on Lakehurst Road already had smoke and flames coming through the windows and roof. No one was home. The cause of the fire still under investigation. A detached garage and a pickup truck also suffered damage. The Wausau Center Mall has a new manager and a new lead on replacing one of its anchor stores. Sean Weiss is the new manager there. He started back on January 30th with a top priority to find a replacement for JCPenney. They're closing 33. Underperforming stores, including the Wausau location. Weiss tells the Wausau Daily Herald that at least one large department store has expressed interest. He also says they've been in contact with other retailers, but he won't say who until the negotiations are complete. Let's check the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
A frigid start to the work week, but there will be plenty of sunshine, especially for today. A wind chill advisory through late morning, a high of 4 above 0 this afternoon, northwest wind at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear and frigid, a low of 18 below 0. A few spots might even get down to 30 below 0. Then for your Tuesday, sunny to partly cloudy, a little bit better, a high of 11. On Wednesday, milder with a 50% chance of snow in the morning, maybe an inch or so, partly sunny in the afternoon with a high of 23. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
That wind chill advisory is up until 11 o'clock this morning for all of central Wisconsin. Weather watches and warnings, the six-day forecast, hour-by-hour temperatures, and local radar all at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.